James Starks. James mispracticed today. He has a chest illness that kind of hit him later in the day yesterday. So we've just been running some tests, and he's day-to-day.
What's the plan going forward with TJ and DeJuan?
TJ Lang?
Yeah, TJ and DeJuan Harris.
TJ Lang practiced today. Our initial plan was for him to just do some individual and do some of the half line drill. Had a chance to speak with him after that. He really, you know, he felt great. He really wanted to go, so we let him do the team. DeJuan was you know, limited to the individual drills and just took a few select team reps. Tomorrow's, you know, we'll see how that goes. We're going to practice in helmets. Tomorrow will be more of an instruction day. We've had two long padded practices the last 2 days, so I feel like we've gotten a lot of work done, a lot of quality video, some game preparation for the Rams. So, you know, we'll see how they feel in the morning.
Was Lacy allowed to do a little more than Harris today?
Correct, yeah. Eddie Lacy's status today was individual and some limited team reps. So, frankly, they might end up doing about the same.
And Mike, do you see that as important to get those guys game action this week or with the third preseason game?
I mean, the health is the priority. So, we don't want to go backwards. So, I mean, that's really a decision for the doctors.
Mike, how about Cobb? Obviously rested him today after what happened.
Yeah, it's Randall Cobb. You know, we rested him today. Obviously had swelling after yesterday's practice, so. He won't go tomorrow, so I know they wanted to give him at least 2 days to let it calm down. So as far as the game, you know, for St. Louis, you know, he'll be a stretch.
What ways does Tyrone Walker continue to impress you in practice coming up?
Tyrone Walker's he's really put together a very consistent last couple of weeks. Obviously had a good performance against the Cardinals. You know, he's a very good route runner. He's got excellent body language. You know, he's very easy to read, which is important, particularly from a quarterback's perspective of getting the timing and the anticipation with him. So, I really like the way he's progressing.
Mike, how much progress has Vince Young
Vince Young is clearly different today than he was, you know, this time last week. So he's progressing. We've been able to spend some extra time with him, and it's been beneficial. And hopefully we can get him some more reps than he had against Arizona, and we'll have a bigger, you know, play selection for him.
Is it showing on the field?
On the field, yeah, more and more. You know, particularly getting in and out of the huddle and just being comfortable with where to go with the football, you know, things like that. So, yeah, it's getting better.
Mike, are you seeing from Mike Neal what you had hoped when you guys kind of developed this role for him now that you've had him on the field for a couple padded practices?
Mike Neal, I think you really, today is probably the first time you felt what he's, you know, what we're hoping he's about, you know, his ability to, you know, to be a, you know, a difference maker as far as the ability to get one, to put him in one-on-one situations and for him to win and to win consistently. So I think Mike had his best practice today of training camp.
Brian Taylor was back today. Will you touch on that unit for us? I think you've said in the past you can never have too many tight ends.
Yeah, the tight end position, the linebacker position is something that I have always held in high regard as far as the, you know, importance to your football team. So Ryan Taylor, he came back today in a limited fashion, so we'll see how he is tomorrow and see if he's ready for St. Louis. But, you know, the tight ends are asked to do so much, you know, not only just in our offense but also on special teams. And, you know, same holds true for the inside and outside linebackers.
Mike, is your inclination to not try to get all four of your quarterbacks playing time this week, or are you still?
I'd like to, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, it's possible.
Can you assess Aaron Rodgers' training camp so far?
Aaron Rodgers' training camp, consistent. I think he's throwing the ball a lot a lot. What am I looking? How am I say this? I think his timing and his the pinpoint passes came a lot earlier in this camp than past camps. So I thought he established his rhythm with some of the newer players at a little earlier than the past. I think the rep count for the first time in his career has really helped him. So I think he's been very consistent throwing the football. The management of the offense is clearly a strength of his, and that's no different this year. And really, his goal is not only obviously the number one to play the quarterback position at a high level, but to make the players around him better. And that's what good quarterbacks do, and that's what he's doing. And he's letting the system work for himself, and just trying to get particularly our new players all on the same page. Well, it's important to establish routine and rhythm in all positions, and the one that's always the biggest challenge is the offensive line. I mean, you want to line up and play with five guys all the time, and you look at the history of this game, that the offensive lines that go out and play well on Sundays are the ones that practice together and play a lot of games together. So, yes, it'd be great to establish who those five are. And TJ's health obviously is part of that.
Is because of the challenges you've had early in camp, you always like to say have it set toward the end by the last two season years, it's gonna take a little longer. I know you love that.
Well, no, I don't mind the question. I think it's a very fair question, and I think it's one that I think everybody would like to answer, myself included. But that's really the responsibility of the players. My priorities as far as the coaches, staff, and the outlook and how we prepare each and every day is to create opportunities for these players to get our quality of play to rise from week to week. And I thought we improved as a football team today on a practice field. I mean, I'll let the video clarify that. But, that's really what I look at. My number one priority is to get these guys opportunities. And it's no different for the offensive line. They have to make it clear who's the starter is. It's not up to me.
Mike, from what you've seen, aside of Randall Cobb, is Ross the best receiver of kicks and maybe the most decisive runner after receiving the ball at this point?
Runner after the catch. I think that's definitely a strength of Jeremy Ross. With his background and being a running back, that's something that you could see right away when he came to us last year, and it showed up on returns. So as far as playing the receiver position, he needs to be more consistent, and he knows that. I mean, he's had unbelievable days, but then he'll have these one or two plays that just don't belong as part of his performance, and that's the step that I'm looking for Jeremy to take, because we gave him some big time opportunities for a young new player here last year, and he did some really good things. But he has to get to that point where you're going to count on him every single down. And he definitely has that ability, and I think he's progressing towards that.
I probably wasn't clear. I think I meant more in the return game.
Return, receiving, I think it's pretty much the same. I mean, you get the ball in your hands and the ability to, yards after the catch. In return games, more probably yards after the first hit, and the ability to read the blocking schemes and, try to isolate the free hat. So he does a good job of that.
Two more. Like Kevin Green always likes to say, iron sharpens iron. Watching Bakhtiari go against Clay in practice, I don't want to be cliche, but isn't that going to make a rookie player that much better than what they face him as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think anytime you have a chance to go against a great player, someone that's played at a high level like Clay Matthews has, since he's been here, particularly the last couple of years, it's definitely going to help David. So, it's something that when we do the drills, it's by design. I mean, there's a reason why those guys line up against one another, it's trying to get them ready to play each and every week. He's going to have a great challenge this week in St. Louis, so especially down there on the turf. Their defensive line, we were impressed with them last year, and definitely, we're looking for them to be better than they were. So this will be a big test for our offensive line.
Coach, Roger seems even more humble since signing that big contract offseason. Do you think that's the case? Like, he's maybe putting an emphasis on letting people know he earns the money or he deserves it, I guess, and maybe trying to be even more low-key?
I mean, that's a good question. I think it's probably someone, you know, a question that probably Aaron should answer. I see the same guy every day. Humble is probably a good way of looking at it. He's I don't have to worry about, you know, paying bills as much as before, I'm sure, either. So he's in a good place. You know, I really like the camp he's having.